Special Counsel Robert Hurd tells Congress he doesn't think President Biden should face criminal charges over how he handled classified documents in his home. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin compared it to Donald Trump's case.
President Biden did not assert executive privilege or claim absolute immunity for presidential crimes. He did not hide boxes of documents under his bed or in a bathtub.
Haiti's prime minister will resign as gang violence escalates. CBS's Holly Williams.
This new presidential council that's going to be appointed will have seven voting members coming from different factions and different groups. They will then appoint an interim prime minister, and eventually there'll be elections.
And Princess Kate still kind of MIA after stomach surgery and her photo controversy. CBS's Tina Brown.
So why they can't simply have Kate on a sort of 50-second Zoom saying,
right,
I'm here, I'm fine. The kind of hiding that they're doing is it seems excessive to me.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate meets for the final scheduled time of the session today. Some of the bills expected to pass are a ban on so-called diversity loyalty pledges at state universities, easing immunization requirements at state universities, and clamping down on human trafficking. A package of proposed new laws aims to make life safer for judges and justices in Wisconsin. The state Senate votes today. Washera County Judge Guy Dutcher says it's a start.
I will applaud the legislature and the governor for taking a significant step in recognizing the vulnerability of the decision makers in the third branch of government, but much more still needs to be done.
Dutcher with WISN-TV's Up Front, 142 judges and justices got threats last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Mondovi man has entered a not guilty plea to charges relating to a fatal Eau Claire crash last May. 41-year-old Kenneth Van Meter was charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and recklessly endangering safety with the use of a dangerous weapon following the crash that killed 56-year-old Tammy Jarecki of Eau Claire. The criminal complaint alleges Van Meter was driving at a high rate of speed and hit Jarecki's vehicle from behind and had slow, slurred speech when talking to police. Western Wisconsin could be getting some internet upgrades thanks to a grant program announced by Governor Tony Evers. Just over $43 million in federal funding will be used to expand broadband access across the state. Multiple projects across the Western Wisconsin area have been awarded some of the grant money, with Douglas, Bayfield, Dunn, and Barron County being awarded funding for multiple projects. The projects could bring reliable high-speed internet to about 16,000 homes and businesses. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Bucks face the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers asked just how much has Damian Lillard made the difference in scoring.
I think Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, I don't even look at them as one. I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament. As the number 5 seed, they host either Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a 4-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a 4-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. Today, Jones agreed to a 1-year deal with the Vikings worth $7 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s.
With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tomorrow on Busted Pencils, trending education news and Civics 101.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the great Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, taking your phone calls as well. Welcome back to hour number two of the big program. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Mr. Zommers, always a pleasure to have Luke Mathers in with us on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. As you said, some of your friends look forward to it. It's one of their top favorite moments of the week, and we do as well.
We did. It makes me better for having spent a half an hour with him. So
always.
He probably can't say the same about me, but I like to say that about him. But no, it's great. It's always great to have him along. Of course, great to have you along as well. Speaking of, we talked very briefly about the Badgers. They are going to play again on Thursday, March 14th, men's basketball. And they will take on the winner of Maryland and Penn State around 12:30-ish. And we say ish because it depends on when the game before them gets done. You can hear that on Lacrosse Civic Media stations in Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Racine, and Kenosha, on all those fine stations. And if you don't live in those municipalities or close to them, you can listen on the Civic Media app. Just download it. Go to one of those stations that I mentioned. I prefer WRCE, News from the Center, but you choose yours. And you can listen to Badger men's basketball on Thursday in the Big Ten tournament starting at 12:30. I hope they can win more than two. I mean, that would be fantastic if they did.
Yeah.
I think they'll beat either Maryland or Penn State, and then I think they'll get by Northwestern. I think after that, they would have to play Purdue, which they kind of got. They hung in there against Purdue this weekend, but still, we'll
it's
see.
It's possible. We'll see what happens.
Art hit once said, always possible. So we shall see. Also on the docket for today is the 12th, right? Yes, today is the 12th. We have the Milwaukee. I'm surprised that Lukester didn't talk about this. The Bucks taking on the Sacramento Kings. Maybe because it's the Sacramento Kings. Starting at 8:30, you can listen to that game. The Bucks on Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, WRCE in Richland Center, Lake Air Radio in Amory, Racine, Kenosha, and 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls. Your music of the North, and I'm not sure what it's called. I'm not sure. But it's in Park. Lovely people up there. I met some of our people.
Well, that's right. You have.
Yes. Lovely, wonderful people in Park Falls. I'm not sure what the tagline is. I should know that. But anyway, listen to, if you're in Park Falls, listen to us there.
And then text in and tell us what the tagline is.
maybe Luke will in a moment. Or Aaron Carreno. We'll see. But great folks up there in Park Falls. Always enjoy hanging out with Darla and Big G and Gray.
Gray,
all those great people up there. So a shout out to our team in Park Falls, getting it done, and a great job. Coming up this hour, A little bit later, we're going to hear from John Stewart, who will be our guest this afternoon. No, not real. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be amazing.
If John Stewart, that'd be a get right there to get John Stewart. But we, of course, he is back at The Daily Show on Mondays. And so we're going to play a clip a little bit later from Mr. Stewart talking a little bit about what we did yesterday and kind of the Trump mega base. Of course, Donnie Jr. came out over the weekend and said that the old Republican Party is dead. That all it is now is mega Republicans. And I've taken him at his word. And so John Stewart has some thoughts. And so we'll play that just a little bit later. Want to get to some national news now before we go any further. And this comes to us from The Independent in the UK. I believe Trent Grimm is the reporter on this. No, not really. Trent Grimm, Independent. One of the reporters from Ted Lasso. No, the reporter is here is Andrew Feinberg. Andrew Feinberg from The Independent talking about what's happening in Washington with this guy, Robert Hur. And if you're not familiar, Robert Hur was the special prosecutor assigned by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate whether or not Joe Biden did anything wrong here with his classified materials. And he did a hatchet job on Biden, in my opinion. Look, he's a Trump guy. He is a card-carrying Republican. And so now, good old, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to call him, GYM Jim Jordan, of course, because when he was at Ohio State University, he was part of this cover-up of sexual assault at Ohio State University. But Jim Jordan has called in Robert Hur to testify today in Congress. Was happening as we got on the air. I'm not sure if it's still going on or not. And now, according to The Independent, Robert Hur, the former Trump-appointed U.S. attorney who declined to prosecute President Joe Biden after classified materials were found in his Delaware home and a former office in Washington, D.C., is appearing before the House Judiciary Committee as a private citizen who has surrounded himself with Republican partisans and notorious figures linked to former President Donald Trump as he prepares for his appearance today before the House Judiciary Committee. So you heard that right. Robert Hur, who basically did a political hatchet job on Joe Biden, resigned from the Department of Justice just like 48 hours ago so he could appear today as a private citizen. Jeez, isn't that a coincidence?
That is searching for an FCC compliant word. I'm just going to say disgusting.
Back to The Independent. According to multiple sources familiar with Mr. Hur's plans, the special counsel who is appearing before the Judiciary Committee at the request of the Republican majority led by Ohio Representative Jim Jordan has arranged his departure from the Department of Justice to be official. Get this, as of yesterday, one day before he is scheduled to appear on Capitol Hill, instead of appearing as a Department of Justice employee who is bound by the ethical guidelines which govern the behavior of federal prosecutors, instead, he appeared today as a private citizen with no constraints on his testimony. Let me just repeat this again so we're very clear. And again, I give full credit to Matt Flynn on this, but it's just fantastic. I can't say the name without using it. GYM Jim Jordan arranged his departure, hers, from the Department of Justice to be official as of yesterday. Jim Jordan set this up, you understand, so that Mr. Hur appears as a private citizen today. A Judiciary Committee source said Mr. Hur's departure from government service the day before he testifies is a major red flag for Democrats on the panel. That makes it, quote, that makes it even more problematic from our perspective. If he was still a federal employee, DOJ would have to approve his testimony and they'd be involved in his appearance tomorrow, the source said. In addition to the timing of his departure raising alarms among the Judiciary Committee minority, sources have also been alarmed by Mr. Hur's choice of associates during the lead-up to his appearance earlier today. In preparing for the hearing, Mr. Herr has turned to William Burke, or Burke, as a veteran Washington lawyer with deep ties to the Republican political establishment to serve as his counsel during his testimony today. Mr. Burke is a former federal prosecutor who served on the team responsible for prosecuting media personality Martha Stewart during his tenure as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. But he left the department in 2005 for a position in the White House, where he served as deputy counsel to then President George W. Bush, and then later as a special counsel to Bush, Mr. Bush, and a deputy White House staff secretary. The bottom line here is this, that this guy, Herr, has deep Republican connections. He is bought and paid for by the Republican Party. And if you didn't know that, or if it wasn't apparent, the fact that Jim Jordan arranged for him to be a private citizen 24 hours before he appeared for the committee should tell you everything you need to know. Which, of course, throws into question everything that Herr wrote in this report. By the way, remember in the report he said that, you know, Joe Biden was an elderly man having memory issues? Said that he couldn't remember when his son died? Well, the transcript of this testimony, five and a half hours, something like that, from Herr was released late last night, early this morning. And it turns out that that assertion that he forgot when his son, Bo Biden, died is a lie, according to the testimony, according to, pardon me, the transcript. Biden remembered the exact day immediately, May 30th. And then a staffer or an attorney with Biden interjected the year. Biden knew everything, it turns out. Also, looking at excerpts of this transcript of the Robert Herr interview with President Biden. I'll give you this. I'm going to blow it up here on my computer screen so I can read it real quick because, you know, the old eyes are going just a little bit here. But this is an actual part of the transcript on this. And it's remarkable. Here's Mr. Herr talking to Joe Biden. Quote, understood. That was helpful. We have some photographs maybe to show you. But you have, appear to have, a photographic understanding and recall of the House. Unquote. So there is Herr telling Biden in the interview, you have a photographic understanding and recall of your own house and what we're talking about here. Later on, according to the transcript that was released earlier today, Mr. Herr, quote, and now I know you know this house very well, but maybe for me, the photos would be helpful, unquote. So Herr admits in the interview and the transcript these photos aren't for Biden. It's for him. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable when you look at what actually transpired and then you look at the report, the hit job, not the Andrew hit job, but just the hit job that they did on Joe Biden. It's incredible. We're going to come back and I'm going to read you what Republicans are trying to make out as a big deal, saying that somehow Biden is not mentally competent. But what Biden was doing was classic politics. We'll read you the actual transcript when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. This is Amir's Donald George Jones. All this talk about, oh my gosh, Joe Biden is mentally incompetent, he's too old. If you read the transcript that was released ahead of the testimony of Robert Hur, the special prosecutor assigned by Merrick Garland at the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate Joe Biden, which, of course, Hur put out the report and for no reason whatsoever had nothing to do with the charges against Biden on the documents, simply decided to play neurologist and claim that Joe Biden was an elderly man who was forgetful. There's no basis for that, by the way. And now we find out that Jim Jordan arranged for Robert Hur to leave the Department of Justice yesterday so that he could testify before Jordan's House committee as an independent private citizen instead of a member of the Department of Justice, which if he had come as a Department of Justice employee, he would have had to have everything he said in the House committee cleared by the Department of Justice. But because he resigned yesterday, he could say whatever he wants to today as a private citizen. Stinks to high heaven. And now the actual transcripts are coming out. We read you a little bit right before the break where Robert Hur said to Joe Biden, you have a photographic memory. You have a photographic memory on this stuff. And that these photographs are really more for me than for you. So now Republicans and conservative radio today are using what I'm going to read to you as saying that Joe Biden's mind is wandering. He can't keep track of anything. They're saying that this proves that Joe Biden can't focus on anything. So why not just read it to you, right? This is the actual transcript that they point to. To say that, to allegedly prove that Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. What it is classic politician. And also just who Joe Biden is. I love every word of what I'm going to read to you. If you want to call in, welcome your calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. This is the transcript. So what they're talking about here, Hur and the prosecutors are interviewing Joe Biden for five and a half hours, and they're asking him about these documents that were found in his garage in Delaware at his home, where, incidentally, he also had his coveted classic Corvette in this same garage. And so they're asking Biden to talk about this. So here was the conversation, and I love it. Biden, quote, it may have been, and by the way, to complicate things, in the meantime, my Corvette was being worked on because I had to do that show with, and his attorney says, Jay Leno. Then Biden says, Jay Leno, didn't have to. I wanted to do that show with Jay Leno. And then everybody laughs. Then Biden continues, quote, and there was a kid who used to help me take care of my Corvette. Didn't work for me, but, I can't think of his name. And then he pulled in and out to, and, you know, worked with the carburetor, you know, whatever. Get it up to the Chevrolet dealer, whatever. So there was a lot of stuff going on in and out, but I don't remember when the boxes came in or where they came from. Then the attorney says, do you remember whether it was when the Corvette was coming back after the Jay Leno show? So in other words, it goes out for the Jay Leno show. Eventually it comes back. And Biden responds, quote, oh no, it was in and out for a bunch of reasons. Lawyer says, okay. Then Biden says, because it drove me crazy. I wanted to drive it. And the attorney says, got it. That makes sense. A beautiful car, by the way. Biden says, and the worst part was they said I couldn't drive it outside the driveway. Well, it's a long driveway. So I'd get it to the bottom of the driveway and tack it up to about $4,000. And then makes a car sound like, rrr, rrr. And then everybody laughs. And but what's happening here, you understand, is Joe Biden is holding court. And if you've ever been around an old-time politician, they like nothing more than to hold court. I don't care whether it's Tommy Thompson or Jim Doyle or the late, great Michael Ellis. Go right down the list. They love to hold court. That's what Biden's doing here in the middle of his five-hour interview. So Biden continues, quote, you think I'm kidding? I'm not. The lawyer says, we believe you. Then Robert Herr says, I believe you. Yes. Then Biden says, probably one of the best parts of being vice president and president. I get to drive all these, you know, electric vehicles. I have. Damn, they're quick. Everybody laughs. And Biden continues, quote, you know, you think about this. You had one of those big 4x4s, I think it's a Ford Bronco, whatever it is, 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds. Robert Herr says, yes. Then the other attorney says, instant torque. And then Herr says, that's fast. Then Biden says, yeah, by the way, you know, it works. He says, everybody laughs. And Biden says, it's really cool. Robert Herr says, sir, I would love to hear much more about this, but I have to ask a few more questions to get through. And Biden says, you can take 30 seconds, but you know, you put your foot, Biden just says, look, we're doing this 5 hours here. You can take 30 seconds. And he goes, Biden continues, but you put your foot on the brake, you hit a button that says launch. And everybody laughs. Biden says, you step on your foot on the accelerator all the way down. Herr says, whoa. And Biden says, until it gets to about $6,000 or $7,000. Then all of a sudden it'll say launch. All you do is take your foot off the brake. Makes a car sound. Everybody laughs. And then Herr says, this Robert Herr, the prosecutor, says to the president of the United States, quote, it's on my bucket list. All right. So let's launch into the next subject, which relates to the Penn Biden Center. So I want to show, and then it goes on and on. So that's it, you guys. I just read you verbatim the transcript that Republicans are trying to use to say that Joe Biden has lost it. All that proves to me is that Joe Biden remembers in detail where he was, what he was doing, and shared stories.
And likes fast cars.
And by the way, like any grand politician, loves to hold court. And there was nowhere in there except at one time, Herr said, look, we do have to get these other questions. But they were clearly, by the transcript, Robert Herr and others were loving to hear Biden tell these stories.
Right. They were laughing. They were having a good time.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That was fantastic. The only thing better would have been to have Dana Carvey doing Joe Biden instead of, you know, I wasn't really doing an impression, but just reading it. It's preposterous to me. And it shows how desperate people are on the Republican side, the MAGA side, to demonize Joe Biden. And every single time they try to do this, the facts prove differently. Joe Biden's one of the most with it people we could have. Great president, great guy. 855-752-4842. Your phone calls on the other side.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Tune in Tuesday to the greatest radio show ever. Devil's Advocates will preview Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee on Wednesday. You better tune in. Devil's Advocates across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are approving a shortened list of instructional materials for students to learn reading in Wisconsin next year. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines for 4 curricula. The Department of Public Instruction had proposed 11. A new state law requires methods for teaching reading that stress phonics. More than 1,000 Americans still die from COVID-19 each week. But now, the CDC says people who test positive no longer have to isolate. Krista Durkiza is with the advocacy group Marked by COVID.
These types of changes undermine the severity of what we continue to face. So it's critically important that we keep this on the forefront.
As many as 20 million Americans live with long COVID, often with debilitating symptoms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Chippewa Falls woman has entered not guilty pleas to charges of aiding or harboring a felon and obstructing an officer. According to a criminal complaint, 26-year-old Paige Ryder was accused of sending money to Kimon Golden of Kadot, who was one of the suspects connected to the shooting death of Christopher Connor Valtuna in 2022. Ryder was allegedly the ex-girlfriend of Golden and aided him while he was on the run from police and had given officers a fake phone number. Ryder is due back in court in May. A Western Wisconsin dairy farm has been recognized as having some of the best cheese in the world. According to a WQOW report, Marika Gouda in Thorpe was awarded best in class in 3 categories at the World Championship Cheese Contest in Madison. Their Young Gouda, Mature Gouda, and Young Golden Gouda all received first place nods with a total of 9 cheeses in the top 3 across 7 categories. Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery and Lake Country Dairy also took home best in class awards. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. 2024's big Oscar winners Sunday night included Best Actress Emma Stone for the film Poor Things, Best Actor Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Best Supporting Actor Robert Downey Jr. also for Oppenheimer, Best Supporting Actress Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, Best Director Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer also took home Best Picture. One of the night's highlights included a Mean Girl tweet, which was directed at host Jimmy Kimmel from Donald Trump. Kimmel read the tweet out loud once he realized that the former president set him up beautifully and better than any comedy writer ever could have. The message insinuated that Kimmel was the worst host ever, to which he responded, "I'm surprised you're up this late. Isn't it past your jail time?" As you can imagine, the crowd roared. Walked into that one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s. With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, "Well, I can take care of this." And Wisconsin says, "No. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home."
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Mustang Sally.
Welcome Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Doesn't matter whether it's a Mustang or, in Joe Biden's case, a Corvette. Cars are cool. Who doesn't want to talk about a car, Mrs. Elmers?
I know Uncle Joe does.
Uncle Joe, absolutely. And believe me, if he had memory problems, if he was incompetent, he wouldn't be able to recall all these stories in detail about his and joking around. And quite frankly, getting the better of Ken Hurt or Robert Hurt. Talking about special prosecutor, special prosecutor Robert Hurt, who Jim Jordan arranged, Congressman Jim Jordan, to leave the Department of Justice yesterday so that he could appear before Jordan's Republican-controlled House committee today as a private citizen versus being a Department of Justice employee who would have had to clear everything that he said today with DOJ. I mean, not fishy at all, right? As I say, tongue planted firmly in cheek. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jesse listening in Madison on WMDX. Jesse, what's up?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. So, I just want to say, yes, you are absolutely correct to take Robert Hur and the Republicans to task for this. It is another case in point of the Republican Party dealing in bad faith, even when they're supposed to be at their utmost professional. But I want you to also look at the silver lining here. Robert Hur was seen widely, a big reputation, as being a more sensible Republican, right? More just the facts, ma'am, kind of a guy. And he has utterly and permanently tarnished his reputation and outed himself as a MAGA cult member. And the other added bonus is we have one fewer MAGA cult members in a position of considerable power in the federal government. So I'm going to call it a win. And but still, you know, keep stepping on the gas because they deserve to be taken for task for this.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you so very much. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Jesse's right. That Hur had built a sort of reputation as, while being a Republican, supposedly somewhat of a straight shooter. Now, I would have thought that Merrick Garland would have done his due diligence and known who this guy really was before he appointed him as special counsel. But Jesse's right. Now that we know, we know. I mean, Robert Hur is nothing more than a Trump acolyte, a genuflector to the great orange one. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
First of all, I want to thank that outstanding, it sounds like a young guy, caller. I'm glad he's paying attention and speaking out. We need more young people out there speaking out. And also, outstanding reporting, sir. I was watching that committee hearing and just getting sick to my stomach and, of course, calling some of those people that are doing this up. But I did not know about what Gymnasium Jim Jordan did. I mean, this is so outrageous. And you guys are doing such a fantastic job. We're so blessed to have you. Because you know what? Today, the Republican voters, I think it was today, Republican voters against Trump campaign launches.
Right, yes.
And
yes.
So there's lots of Republicans who voted for Donald J. Trump, you know, last time, who've had their eyes opened and have awakened to what this man is really about and what the Republican Party, the former Republican Party, has become. Because, you know, we've lost a lot of fighters in the Republican Party because they've been driven out everywhere in all of our states, in all of our in the country in general, because they can't fight alone. And it's so amazing to me that these people are starting to fight back. And I hope all Republicans and independents, I've always been an independent because I like the arguments. But listen, I've been watching our country for many, many years live in all the committee meetings and hearings. They used to have discussions. They used to have different sides, and then they'd come together and they'd work together. I have never seen the idiocracy that I wouldn't even hire these people to walk my dog that are in there that are representing the Republicans, and they need to wake up. I can't believe it. You know, Todd, I remember calling your office years ago when I'd watch late night all of the hearings that happened in the state of Wisconsin with all the things Walker did. And I remember calling Schultz's office, and I remember a great guy answering my phone because I was really concerned about what was going on in Wisconsin. He was so kind, and he explained to me that Senator Schultz was really, you know, paying attention to this and working for the people, and I'll never forget you as long as I live because you are an outstanding spokesperson for our state and for our country. So keep up the great work. Love ya.
Thank you so much. Well, Gene, too kind, Gene. Absolutely. We had a great, thank you very much. Had a lot of great people in the old, in the Schultz office there. And that was one of the main things that, you know, Dale always made sure that the staff, he said, you know, look, whoever calls in, we're going to be polite and respectful because every citizen of this state deserves respect, whether we agree with them always or not. And, you know, we tried to uphold that as much as we could. So a lot of great folks in that old Schultz office there as well. And Gene's absolutely right, by the way, that, you know, and I don't want to take the credit for the great reporting of Andrew Feinberg from The Independent, who uncovered this or pointed this out, that Jim Jordan helped Robert Hur leave or timed it so that he left, Robert Hur did, the Justice Department yesterday, so that he could appear before this committee today. But that's why we need great journalism. That's why we need reporters who dig into the facts to let us know so that we can pass this on to you. Appreciate the call, Gene. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Robert in Port Edwards. Beautiful Port Edwards. Rob, thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking the call. I have a question for all the legal flegals out there regarding statements by public officials, in particular Department of Justice officials, in this case, read Robert Hur, went in front of the nation and pronounced that Joe was perhaps feeble and absent-minded and all of these things. And yet the written transcript of the interview, if I have this correct, refutes that, unequivocally says no, that he was with it on all the questions and answers and such. And so my question is, publicly, while he was still a Department of Justice employee, did Mr. Hur perjure himself? And is he culpable? Could the long arm of Eric Garland come along and say, young man, welcome back to the Department of Justice. We have an interview for you.
I think that's a great question, Rob.
Wonderful thinking about that.
Yeah, no,
I think, have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. I am not an attorney. I worked at a law firm for a while, but I'm not an attorney. It'd be a great question. I'm not sure what Maggie Dawn, whose show follows ours, has on her docket today. But, you know, Maggie is an attorney and has been in a lot of courtrooms. I mean, that would be a question for someone like her. I don't know whether or not they can, the Department of Justice can bring back Robert Hur and put him on the stand for perjury or anything like that. But it's an interesting question. And I think the important point there that Rob was getting to, and we read some of this a little bit earlier in the show, this transcript that got released between Robert Hur and his special counsels interviewing President Biden. And there is no evidence that, I mean, here's the line that Hur used in his press conference, his portrayal of Biden as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory, unquote. Elderly man with a poor memory. That's what he tried to paint Joe Biden as. And we just read that part of the transcript here. There's no evidence of that. He did recall things. This whole line, we got a text, by the way, from Jeff in Shorewood, says, from WAUK. Jeff said, quote, I am so tired of the slams on Uncle Joe not remembering when his son died. I'm 64, and I can't remember the exact date my dad died back in 96. Only reason I know the date my mom died is because I just called my good friend from law school to wish him a happy birthday. Still can't remember the year, unquote. Here's the thing. If you read the transcript, Joe Biden did know the exact date his son died, May 30th. His attorney then, Biden's, jumped in over Biden and then said the year. It wasn't that he couldn't remember. And again, I don't have children of my own. Thankfully, I've never lost, you know, a mom, a dad, a sister, a niece, nephews. But from those that have, they can tell you how traumatic it is. And that you remember what you maybe were smelling or what you ate that day when you learned the news or the day. Those are the things you remember, the tangential things, the things in your senses. And it doesn't always matter, you know, you can't, the exact year or date.
Right.
But the fact is he did remember the date. So
I'm 25. I'm not an elderly man with memory issues, and I don't remember the exact date when my grandma passed away. That was only a couple of years ago. I remember all those other things, what the experience was like.
Right.
And I remember the time of year, and I think about it during that time of year. Like, I remember within a few days, but the exact date doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And the fact is Joe Biden did, in fact, the transcript proves that he did know the date.
Yes.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mike in Mount Pleasant. Mike, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I got a question on where they took him out of the Justice Department and made him a private citizen.
Yep.
Anything he says in there can't be, because it's private, right?
Well, he's testifying. He's testifying as a private citizen about things that he.
But he's not. He wasn't a private citizen to learn everything he knows.
Correct. But he's still. I mean,
obviously, how did they do that?
Well, again, they don't erase your memory when you leave the Justice Department. He still has all those facts, so he's coming before the committee as a private citizen now, recalling what happened when he was a part of the Department of Justice. I don't know that there's any laws that prevent him from doing that. All that happened, and again, this is why it's so sneaky to me and deceiving, is that had he come today before the committee as a Justice Department employee, he would have had to clear everything that he says with DOJ. By coming as a private citizen, he can say whatever he wants. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yes, but also he can lie.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nobody will know because they're saying, well, he was from there. He knows everything, but he can still lie.
Well, I think that's why these transcripts are so important. And that's why reporters and others and people like us are reading these exact transcripts to everyone so that people can see for themselves that the lies are just that. That if you look at the transcript, it doesn't back up what her is saying.
So, okay.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Mike. Yep. Thank you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, what say you?
Well, first of all, I don't quite understand why Jordan is allowed to do any of this kangaroo court stuff of his. Here's a guy that, when he's subpoenaed to show up, just blows it off and doesn't show up.
Yes.
And then they can put this together. But and the other thing is, these aren't facts. They're just opinions.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a medical doctor or, you know, somebody that really is in that avenue that he can tell you exactly what's going on with somebody, you know, mentally.
Absolutely.
Or physically. So they're not facts at all. They're just plain opinions of his.
Yeah.
And you know the old saying, everybody's got opinions. They're just like, yeah, like him.
Like your rear end. Everybody's got one and they all stink. Yeah. I think that's for excuses, but it's close. Yeah.
It blows me away how Jordan gets away with this stuff.
No, I agree, Dick. They're a great call. Thank you so very much. I mean, the short answer is because Republicans control the House of Representatives and Speaker Johnson lets him get away with this stuff. But Dick's absolutely right. When Jordan was subpoenaed to appear before the House, when Democrats controlled it, Jordan just ignored it. But yet Jordan expects everyone else to come down and bend a knee and testify for his committee. I mean, it's a sham. It's an absolute sham what's happening. We'll come back and talk more about it. Mr. Zombers, you want to do a board game of the week?
Sure.
All right, there you go. Board game of the week. We're finally going to get to it. Don't miss it. But Mr. Zombers, this is the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance, as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th, and if it has you thinking about your garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th, starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from the Maggie Dawn Show. When Maggie Dawn will take these airwaves next, do not miss it. Every afternoon, 2 until 4. The Maggie Dawn Show. Looking forward to that. Off the text line here, we'll go up just a little bit farther, Mr. Zomers. Angie from Monroe says, I just want to say I have to think of my age sometimes. 1 year is just as crazy as trying to survive as the next, especially as the years are multiplying. Isn't that the truth? Also off WMDX text line, they say, quote, who are the Democrats on this committee, on Jordan's committee? I hope they're aggressive, and I hope that they ask her a bunch of questions that show his own memory flaws, unquote. Off the top of my head, I can't name all the House Judiciary Committees on the Democratic side. I haven't had a chance to watch because we were getting ready and we're doing the show as this was happening, so I'm not even sure if they've wrapped that up yet, but we can find that out or look it up. So great calls. Really appreciate it. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Time now, once again, for a Tuesday edition of Board Game of the Week.
It's time. Once again, for the board game of last week. You may recognize the music, you may not.
But it's a very dramatic open this week.
Very dramatic open. That's from the soundtrack of Dune, the movie by, I'm probably going to butcher this name because he's French-Canadian, directed by Denis Villeneuve, something like that.
You have to say it quickly with a lot of throat and tongue. Denis Villeneuve. Like that.
Sure. That's I'll go with your pronunciation. That's his name. That's the director. Yeah. And I love that movie. I love the novels, the series Dune, and I thought that that movie was a fantastic adaptation and really portrayed a lot of the themes. I love it. I love the soundtrack, love the visuals, all of it. And there's a board game that released with that first movie. The second one just came out a week or so ago. Haven't seen it yet because, you know, life happens.
Right, exactly.
But the game that came out with the first one, very critically acclaimed. It is called Dune Imperium.
Dune Imperium, okay.
Designed by the designers from some of my other favorite games, like Clank that I've talked about, which that game is all about building a deck with the cards in front of you to get through a dungeon. In this one, it's all about building a deck and also placing workers to develop the surface of the desert planet Arrakis from Dune.
Is this a card game or is it a board game?
It is both, which is why it is very complicated. But right, that fits perfectly with the world of Dune and how it's all about these ridiculous political and schemes and planning about around other people. So it fits very well with that, but if you don't want to sit down for 2 hours and play a game, it may not be for you, and that's fair.
Here's my question. What's up with the people with the hoses up their nose?
So that's part of the still suit, which is basically a way of conserving moisture.
Really?
Because they live in a desert. And so it recycles
You know this. I'm impressed.
Yeah. It recycles the moisture from their bodies, and they only lose about a thimbleful of water in a day.
Really? Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the movie Dune, I have not seen any of the Dune movies. But all I know is there are people that run around with hoses up their nose.
Like, yeah, they
but
sure
back,
do.
Back in my day, because you know, I used to watch a lot of Happy Days. And so the insult at the time, back in the day, was up your nose with a rubber hose.
Well, in this case, it seems like that's just the way to do it.
In Dune, you literally have a rubber hose up your nose.
You need to if you want to survive out in the desert.
Sorry. So this is a board game and a card game where you're trying to build your deck. Be very careful there. Build your deck and then what else?
Yeah. And build up your own position in the both the political and like physically building up your, I guess, empire.
All right. Are there pieces?
Yeah, there's a lot of little pieces to represent either workers or spice mining rigs or things like that.
Spice mining?
Yep.
Is that where the Spice Girls came from?
It may be. It may be. You know, it's talent scouts or spice miners. It depends on who they're looking for.
Paprika Spice, my favorite Spice Girl. She has red hair.
Is Paprika one of the Spice Girls?
If it's not, it should be.
I don't think it is.
If you can name all the Spice Girls, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I know I can't.
I want to know all the Spice Girls.
Or you can text in as well. Same number or with the Civic Media app. But yeah, if you know all the Spice Girls, definitely let us know. But anyway.
Right. But back to why you called.
Dune Imperium. 1 to 4 players. Takes an hour or two. Probably two your first time because there's a lot going on. And if you enjoy the world of Dune or you just want to try and crack a complicated system and cultivate your own desert power, this game may be for you.
How much?
It is about $55.
Whoa, all right.
There's a couple expansions if you want to get even crazier with it.
Yes. All right.
But yeah, that is this week's, or last week's, rather, board game of the week.
Thank you so very much. That was worth the wait, I think. We're going to do it Friday, then we could do it Monday, and so here we are.
PJ on YouTube says, recycling body fluid does not sound appealing.
No.
And you're correct.
You're absolutely right. Although I think, if I'm correct, I think there's new research where they're trying to do this for like space station stuff, where they would recycle urine.
That would be very useful.
I'm not sure I would want to do that.
I don't know if I would either.
Would you be down? I guess if you're up in space and you have no choice.
Yeah, like if it's a matter of survival, yeah, I'd do it.
And to be clear, it goes through like multiple cycles of cleaning and charcoal and sand and
it's
whatever.
All filtered.
It's all filtered.
It's basically just water at that point. You just know somewhere in the back of your mind, this is my own pee.
But you don't want to think about it, you understand?
You just got to drink it and move on with your life.
Exactly. It's like back in college when somebody says, here, take a shot. You don't ask. You just
I always ask.
Do you really? Is there anything you can't take a shot of?
I don't know. There are things I'd rather not take a shot of.
For me, it's Jägermeister.
I'm not a fan of Jäger.
Yeah, I had a bad experience one time. So
fair
I
enough.
I just don't do that. Well, it's been quite a Tuesday. Let me tell you that.
It sure has.
I'm a great did not anticipate we'd be starting at the UW colleges and ending with Jägermeister. But that's the great beauty of this show. You never know where it's going to go.
You never do.
Appreciate Mr. Luke Mathers coming in for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Tomorrow, we will have Mr. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News and Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project in hour number one. Should be a fantastic show, plus your calls. Do not miss it. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn Now. We appreciate all of you calling, listening, and texting. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you fight for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of CitizenX.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's ripping former special counsel Robert Hur over his decision not to charge President Biden